This reading is taken from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. This can be found on page 1016 of the Pew Bibles. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Unite it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found the colt outside in the street, tied to a doorway. As they united it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus, Jesus threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out of Bethany with the 12.
"To come and help me." Nothing about Jesus' entry to Jerusalem would have been expected for the crowds who had come to greet Jesus on that road to Jerusalem. So let's try and work out what's going on here. At the time, Judea was part of the Roman Empire. The Jewish people were longing and waiting for a Messiah to come. They thought that this Messiah would overthrow the Romans and set them free. Now, let's just have a think about our Bible reading. Where was Jesus travelling from? Can anybody remember? Where did he start this journey? Anybody remember? Children, adults, anybody? Ooh, quiet this morning. Capernaum? He was in Capernaum, yes, but which? Can you remember the name of the village that he started in? Bethany. It was a village called Bethany. And in Mark's gospel, they also mention another village called Bethphage. But for the other gospels talk about Bethany. Okay, so I'm going to need three helpers of different heights. So I'm going to need a tall, very tall. Okay, Beatrice, can you come and be our middle helper here? So could you come and stand in the middle? Bernard, can I borrow you? Would that be all right? Okay, so can you grab that? Beatrice, grab, oops, that bit. Bernard, could you grab this bit here? Oh, it's behind here.
Right, that's fine.
That's okay. Right, can you hold that as high as you can up that end and pull it round this way a bit? Okay. And then I need a child to help me as well. Louis, would you like to come with Mummy to help me? Yeah, great. Thank you. Brilliant. Oh, you can bring Peter Rabbit too. That's super helpful. Okay. Right. So we are going to go up here. Louis, can you come up here? I've got it the wrong way around. Actually, I should have done the other way. Never mind. Okay. Louis, can you do that? Can you hold that for me? Okay. I found out recently that Bethany is 14 miles from Jerusalem. 14 miles. And it's uphill. I've done the helpers the wrong way round. It was meant to be starting lower there at sea level and then coming up to Jerusalem at the top here, but I've got it the wrong way round. We won't swap them round for the moment. But 14 miles from Bethany to Jerusalem, uphill all the way. Okay, do you mind holding that still? Are you okay holding that still? That's great. Okay. In our reading, we were told that many people gathered and spread their cloaks, branches on the ground. They were treating Jesus like a king. And they were right, weren't they? Perhaps anticipating that at the end of this great journey, he would gather his army and seat himself on a throne in Jerusalem. So here's our throne. Okay. Right, and actually what we could do, Bernard, if you can find something to tie that string onto, we could leave that there. What's he doing? Is he teasing? Okay, right. Okay, and then Beatrice, can you just hang that round the end of the pew there? That's great. And then you could sit down. Okay. Great. Yeah. That's great. So it's to remind us that it's 14 miles. And perhaps the people were hoping that Jesus was coming to with an army to overthrow the Romans and to sit on the throne in Jerusalem. And what excitement there would have been as they approached Jerusalem, as they were climbing, getting high. I mean, 40 miles, it's a long way to go, isn't it? Jesus was on a donkey, so he wasn't travelling on foot this time, but for most of his life, he had always travelled on foot. The crowds were super excited. Now, there's no doubt that Jesus could have done this. He could have got to Jerusalem. He could have overthrown the Romans with a word. But there are some clues in our reading that his purpose was different, that it was unexpected. First of all, how would we might we expect a king to travel? We're going to have a coronation on the 6th of May in this country. How might we expect our king to travel? In a carriage? In the past, it's been the golden carriage. I think they might not be using it this time. But in the past, it's been a carriage made of gold. Well, how else might the king travel? In a cavalcade, security. There'll be security all over the place, won't there? There'll be guards on duty. There'll be police hidden in the crowds. They will be preparing. They have been preparing for months, in fact, for years, for that coronation. But certainly not on a donkey. Alice, is Alice here? Can I borrow you a minute? Where's Alice? Oh, is she in the back? Okay, right, let's find somebody else. Who would like to put this donkey costume on for me? Okay. Right, okay. Bill, come on. Right, okay. Yeah, I know. We'll take you for the moment. Okay, come on, up you come. Right, okay. So, unlike Bill, sorry, Bill, I know Bill well enough to do this, okay? So if you think I'm being really rude, I know Bill well enough to say this. Unlike Bill, the donkey was young. Unlike Bill, no, I'm about to pay you a compliment. Unlike Bill, the donkey was not trained. Well done, Chris. Okay, unlike...
The trainer.
Jesus, yeah, I know, he looks silly, doesn't he? Unlike Bill, the donkey had never been used to crowds or people or carrying a burden, carrying anything at all. This was a colt, a young donkey tied up, ready to take Jesus, the King of Kings, into Jerusalem. Okay, do you want to come and sit down here for a moment? I'll grab you. No, it's too good to pull you back. Okay. Jesus arrived in humility, without pomp and ceremony. Expect the unexpected. Do you remember what the crowds were shouting in verse 9? Doug, I wonder if we could just skip on to verse 9. Do you remember what they were shouting? Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Yes, Jesus came in the name of the Lord. And yes, the kingdom of the great Israelite King David came through Jesus. But they kept shouting, Hosanna! Hosanna, which means save or save now. Many were expecting Jesus to save them from the Roman Empire. And Jesus had come to save them, to save you and to save me. But it wasn't what they were expecting. He came to rescue them, to rescue us from our sins. As Jesus journeyed to Jerusalem, he was traveling to the cross. He wasn't traveling to the throne in Jerusalem. He was traveling to the cross. Now, these two have wonderfully been dancing at the front. And that seems really symbolic to me and really appropriate. As Jesus is approaching Jerusalem and the crowds are shouting and celebrating, he has one thing in mind. He has the cross ahead of him. He has his death ahead of him. And yet this week we're going to call that day Good Friday. A day to be thankful. A day to pour out our gratitude to Jesus. His mission, his purpose was to die for us so that we can be forgiven, to be given a new relationship with God the Father. Expect the unexpected. Now, Owen and Grayson's family have very kindly bought gifts for the children today, which will be handed out in the church centre. And with those comes a very helpful summary of Palm Sunday. But before we finish, may I ask you a question? What kind of king do you think Jesus is? What kind of king do you think Jesus is? And if you're struggling to answer that question, may I suggest that this Easter you read about him in a gospel. Mark's gospel, that's just a little book at the start of the New Testament in the Bible. Mark's gospel is a great place to start. You'll read it within an hour. You could read it as a family. And may I dare to suggest that you will find him to be far more wonderful than you had ever expected. And unlike Tom, when he heard about Tom Holland, you will not be disappointed. Amen.